So Rabotai, we are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. And in order to begin the sugya that we introduced yesterday of Hetem Mitzaref L'Issa, we have to go back a little bit earlier on the daf. And that would be to the sugya Rabbi Eliezer. You may remember that the Gemara had a very complicated drasha pattern according to Rabbi Eliezer. On the one hand, Rabbi Eliezer includes kizai a tarovus of chametz in the isolav, and he derives that from the word machmetzes. And on the other hand, he does not include tarovus chametz in the isor kares, and he excludes it from kares because the other pasuk of kares has the word kol in it, but he uses that word kol for some other drasha to include women in the Isur Chometz. And therefore he doesn't have a drasha to include Tarovus Chometz in the Isur Karis. So then the Gemara raises the following objection. Okay, maybe it's true, you can justify that Rabbi Eliezer does not have kol Ochel Chometz Machmetzes Menichrisa as a ribui for Tarovus Chometz, because he needs the word kol for Nashim, but it says ki kol, and the extra ki is open for a drasha, which logically the Gemara thinks should be the basis upon which we should include Tarovus Chometz in the Issur Karis. And the Gemara now proves that Rabbi Eliezer himself has a drasha of ki kol, that he darshins, number one, ki, and number two, kol. And where is this to be proven from? From a braisa. So let's just look inside, and we'll see the braisa, which is about 9 lines up from the bottom of the Amud here on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Let's count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up from the bottom of Vehasanya. Now, the subject of this braisa is a parsha in the second perek of Vayikra referring to the isur of what's called haktoras siar. Siar is a type of chametz that was used to ferment other mixtures, other doughs, and siar is chametz. And the Torah says that kol amincha asher takrivu l'Hashem lo se'asa chametz ki kol siar v'chol dvash lo saktiru mimenu ishe l'Hashem. So we're enjoined with a lav from any haktara of chametz on the Mizbeach. And this is a reference to the Karbanos Mincha, which were made of either Soles, which was burnt on the Mizbeach before Afiyah, or after Afiyah, that's a different kind of Mincha. But what's common to all Menachos is the lav of Kol Siar Lo Saktiru Menu, Ishel Hashem. Now, the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Nun Ches, and let's make a note of this because we're going to have to come back to this Gemara. The Gemara quotes a machlokes as to what the shear, the minimum amount of CR that constitutes a violation of this lav of Lo Saktiru. Abaye is of the opinion that a kezias is considered haktara, and therefore if you take a kezias of siar and you makter it on the Mizbeach, you violate this law. And Rava disagrees. Why? Because this pasuk and this lav of Lo Saktiru refers to a karma mincha. And Rav is of the opinion in Masechta Menachos that every mincha, I mean, this is not Rava, this is without Rava, but every mincha requires what's called kmitza, and the komets, the amount of, let's say, soles, which the Kohen grabs into his hand, is never less than 2 kizasin. And the Torah is saying that that haktara of a mincha, which is a komets of shnei zasin, has to be brought from matzah and not from chametz. And therefore, according to Rava, the minimum shear for the violation of this lav of lo saktiru in the case of siar is 2 zasin. And the minchas chinuch would argue that perhaps, according to Rava, he vacillates on this point, if he was maktir only 1 zayis of siar on the mizbeach, then according to Rava, he would be in violation of the prohibition of chatzi shir osu min haTorah. Of course, the Minchas Chinuch is not sure about that, because chatzi shir osu min haTorah refers to classic macholas asuros. The Torah says that ein achila p'chusa mi kizayis. So, for example, the Torah says, thou shalt not eat chelev. And therefore, if he eats a half a zayis of chelev, that doesn't constitute an achila. And we have something called chatzi shir osu min haTorah. Here we're not talking about classic chatzi shir osu min haTorah, because we're not talking about macholas asuros. Nobody's eating this siyor. They're only being maktir on the mizbeach. But nevertheless, the Minchas Chinuch postulates that chatzi shir osu min haTorah would apply not only to a maisa achila, like chelev, but also to a maisa haktorah. So this lav, in a case of 1 zayis according to Rava, would constitute chatzi shir osu min haTorah. Again, we're not learning the Minchas Chinuch right now, but I'm just mentioning it in passing. It's another way of remembering that there's machlokes between Abai v'Rava about the minimum shir of haktoras siar to violate this lav lo saktir. Abai holds it's 1 zayis. Everybody agrees that kmitza is at least the minimum of 1 kizayis. That's how much a kohen would hold in his kmitza, in his fist. And therefore, Abai takes that smallest shear and he applies it to the iser lav of haktoras siar. In other words, the Torah is telling you that kizayis of haktora has to be from matzah, or soles, it cannot be from siyor. Okay, now the Brisa says the following. Ein li ela kulo, miktsaso minayin. This is level number 1. Well, I guess you could say it's level number 2. Level number 1 would be kulo, which according to Abai would mean a kizayis. And then we go down one madriga to miktsaso. Miktsaso means less than kulo, but again, we're dealing with CR, pure CR, without any mixtures. The third level is going to introduce a mixture. So now, if we know what kulo means, then we can know what miktsaso means. For example, if I were to take Rava Shita, kulo would mean 2 zesim, and miktsaso would be 1 zayis. But if you take a look at Rashi, Dibra Amaskel ein li ela kulo, but that's not the real Rashi, I want to show you the next Rashi, ein li ela kulo, so again, this is about 20 lines up from the bottom of the page, bizman she kol ha-hekter min siar, so he was machtir only CR, because Rashi wants to emphasize that the miktsaso that we're about to be marbe from the word kol is not referring to a taroves of both a mincha kshera and CR, but rather we're talking about aktara that's pure CR, but it's miktsaso. Now here's the next Rashi, this is the key Rashi. What does miktsaso mean? Does miktsaso mean 1 zayis, as Rava would have it, or does miktsaso mean less than a kezias, as Abaya would have it? And at least to me, it came as a surprise in my naivete that Rashi says miktsaso in the next Rashi, chatzi zayis, she'eno hekter sholem, implying that hekter sholem, which would be kulo, would be one full kezias. And that means that Rashi is learning this braisa according to Abaye. We don't know why Rashi would have boxed himself into Abaye, and we're going to have to see that as we go along. Tosus is not going to be a happy camper here. We don't usually paskin like Abaye to interpret the braisa according to Abaye is a little bit problematic. And Rashi does so. So we have Kulo, which is one Zayas. We have Miktsaso, which is a half a Zayas. Rashi says, Chatzi Zayas. Minayin, Tamid Lomar, Kol Si'ar. So the Pasuk says, Ki Kol Si'ar, etc. Lo Saktiru Mimen. So Si'ar, the Torah says, you're not allowed to be Machter on the Mizbeach. And why did it have to say Kol Si'ar? The Brisa says, even Miktsaso, and Rashi identifies that as a Chatzi Zayas. Now we get to level number 3. A ruvo minayin. So we're talking about a haktara, which is not exclusively CR, it's not pure CR. It's CR mixed with a kosher mincha. I mean a mincha that didn't ferment. And we're going to see that the word here that's used by a lot of the Rishonim is bolul. So make a note of that. Bolul. Bolul means it's mixed. But usually blila means a very profound mixture. So we have now, according to Rashi, a situation of CR mixed bolul or ma'urav with a mincha k'shera. And he burns this on the Mizbeach. He's makhtir it on the Mizbeach. Talmud Lomar ki kol siyar. Now, how do we know that the author of this braisa is Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer was the one who uses the word kol to include tarovas chametz in a lav. The Chacham disagree. Once Rabbi Eliezer is committed to darshan the word kol, then we have to assume that this braisa that darshans the word kol in the context of haktaras siyar and that lav is authored by Rabbi Eliezer. But not only does he darshan in this braisa kol, but he also darshans ki kol, Talmud Lomar ki kol siyar. So the kol siyar is miktsaso, and the ki kol siyar is coming to be marbe taroves. Okay, fine. That's what we have here. The Gemara finds no reconciliation, by the way, between this ki kol siyar and ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichrsa. Because if Rabbi Eliezer would have been consistent, then the ki kol machmetzes, even if he used the word kol to include the nashim, he would have derived from ki kol the conclusion that tarovas chametz generates an isur kares. That blibes akash. Now there's another point here that is a little bit more technical, but Rashi, b'dibra maschil eruvo, is going to talk about ptita, if you'll take a look, li'achar shepititam. Because the halacha is that a korban mincha, especially in the case of nefes, again, we have a different case of solus, but in the case of a mincha on nefes, then we need something called ptita. Ptita means we break it down into smaller particles, smaller segments of the loaf, of the bread. Now, again, we're not learning Masechta Menachos, but suffice it to say that Rashi refers us to a certain category of menachos, which require, number one, afia, and number two, psisa. And that means that you have to break it down into small psisim. Now, each one of those psisim has to have a volume of a kezias. So, in other words, Rashi is learning our sugya, our braisa, as referring to a case where there was a mixture of siar with a mincha la'achar psisa. Why does Rashi insist that it's li'achar psisa? If it was kodem psisa, then it's one large challah. Velo shayach lomar shasior me'uruv ba v'eino b'en. In other words, how could it be that this siar is lost in a taroves, such that now the pasuk ki kol is including this case of taroves in the lav of lo saktiru ki kol siar? And the answer is that we're talking liachar psisa, before psisa. And again, don't ask me for the physics of it right now. Maybe we'll get to that later, but just what we have to know is that Rashi emphasizes that's the Achar Psisa, because before Psisa, it would not really be a Taroves. It's called BN. Okay. Now, as we said before, Rashi learns this Braisa according to Abaye, that Kulo refers to a Kezias, Miktsoso to a Chatzizias. Now, Rashi, by quoting Abaye, is really reminding us that the kmitza of a kohen in the case of a mincha for the purpose of akatora does not require two zaysin, because Abaye holds that the kmitza is one zayis. So the word kulo here in this braisa refers to a siar that has a kezayis. That's called kulo. Because had it not been siar, had it been matzah, then there would be a mitzvah of haktorah. There would be a kmitzah of a kezayis followed by haktorah. Miktsaso now, which we're deriving from the extra word kol, is referring to even a siar that doesn't have a kezayis. And all this has to do with a principle which Abai formulates in Masechta Menachos called yesh haktorah b'pachos mikizayis, that from this extra word kol, the Torah recognizes that there's something called a haktara, even less than a kizayis. If I can give you a parallel, we say in achila, ein achila pachos mikizayis, it's not called an achila. In haktara, once we have the word kol, we're breaking new ground, and we're saying that although the mitzvah of haktara in menachos requires a kizayis according to Abaye, but there is a haktara on a chatzizayis, which means that yesh haktara p'chusa mikizayis, otherwise he would not be in violation of the law of lo saktiru. The fact that the Torah calls this lo saktiru means that he was involved in implementing an illegitimate and a violation of haktara, but there was haktara, and that's called yesh haktara b'pachos mikizayis. All this is clarified by the sugya in Menachos on Daf Nun Ches, as a derivation from Shitas Abaye. Now, we're not going to learn the Tosis Ainli inside. I'll just mention, in passing, and Bli Neder, we're going to have to come back to this, that Tosis understands that the word Eruvo here, which we're going to derive from Ki, means that you're chayev for a mixture of a chatzi zayis siar with a mincha kshera. And now the question is, according to Rashi at least, why do I need a special key and a new drasha to include a case of taroves? After all, we've already established miktas, that even if you have only a chatzi zayis of siar, you violate the Isra HaKtara, and yesh HaKtara p'chusa mi Mikazayas. what are you adding over here with a ruvo that's derived from the extra key? Says Tosfos, Kamashmalan Shaover Aleha Af Shasiar Mu'urav Legamre V'eino Nikar. So again, before we used a different terminology, we said it wasn't Be'en. Now we're using a different terminology, it's not Nikar. So when we postulate the principle of Yesh Haktara Pchusa Mikizayis, which is derived from the word Kol, so we have a half a zayas of siar that he was maktir. I would have thought salkadait chamino, that's only if you have a haktara hanikeres. That I obviously see a haktara here of siar. He violates haktara siar as a lav, because what I see in front of my eyes is a haktara of siar. But what happens if the siar is not visible? It's not nikar. It's lost in a tarobus with a mincha kshera. That's not Siyar. For that, Tosus points out, I need an extra Yalfusa, the Pasuk of Kikol, and the Kikol now is going to teach me that as long as there's a Chatzi Zayas of Siyar somewhere mixed up in this Taroves, and I know that a Chatzi Sar fell into this Taroves, even though I can't identify it, it's a full-fledged Taroves, I violate the law of Haktorah. Now, let's assume that the rove in this mixture is a mincha kshera. And if that be the case, then the Torah here is breaking new ground. We would have said that since the mincha kshera is rov, we would apply the principle of bittul, and the mute of siar would be bottle this taroves, and it's a taroves according to Tosus because it's eino nikar. Is kamash malon, this ribu is teaching me, not that you chayev for pachus mikazayis, that according to Rashi we've already derived from the pasuk kol, that you chayev for aktor of pachus mikazayis. But now I have a new chiddush, that if there's CR in a mixture, and I don't know where the CR is, and the CR is less than the volume of the matzah, I would have thought, let's apply the universal principle of bittul berov, and there's no CR over here, he doesn't violate the lav, kamashmal and ki, that even though it's me'urov in a way, that the mute of CR is eino nikar in the taroves, nevertheless, with mafkia, we don't apply the principle of bittul, and he's chayav for this haktorah. And the sugi that we're going to talk about today, Amir Tzashem, is whether or not these principles that we're learning and deriving here in the category of haktorah can be applied elsewhere. And that's going to be the sugya of heter mitztarif le'isur, such that even in a mixture where you have a mute of isur, like, for example, yayin to a nazir, and you have rov of heter, let's say if you soak a piece of bread into the yayin, and the bread is larger than the volume of the yayin, nevertheless, we're not going to apply the principle of bittul, we're not going to say that the yayin of isur is batel in the rov heter, but we're going to derive from a pasuk, very similar to our derivation of ki kol in haktorah, that is no application. We don't apply the principle of bittul berov, and even if the mute is eino nikar in the taroves, we're going to A, be mafkia bittul, and B, we're going to be mitzarif the heter to the isur to be mashlin the shear of, let's say, a kezayis, or whatever the shear is in every single isur as we go through. And the paradigm case is going to be this haktorah. That's why I sensed, and I hope I'm not wrong, that we need to go back to this sugya of haktorah, which came in through the back door. We were just trying to figure out where the chametz aydei tarovas is included by virtue of the ki kol machmetzeh ochel machmetzeh v'nichrusa in the isakares, but nizgalgal advarim, that from there we're going to get into a whole sugya called heter mitzarif li'isur, And the roots of the sugya, I think, to some extent, are here in this brisa of ki kol lo saktiru ishe lashem. Now, Rava holds that there's no such thing as a kometz less than two zesim, and therefore kulo in the iser of haktara of siar, as opposed to haktara of minchak shera, is the same two kizesim that after the kmitza he would be makter on the mizbech and the minchak shera. Miktsaso then, according to Rava, would mean that he's chayef for haktara on one kizayis. Not the way Rashi interprets it, chatzi zayis, that the kol, because Rashi is reflecting the sheet of Abaye, that yesh haktara b'kizayis, and now the pasuk kol, according to Abaye, is teaching me that yesh haktara filu b'chatzi zayis, whereas according to Rava, we're not deriving this radical conclusion that there's haktara of pachos b'kizayis. The Torah never recognizes haktara, according to Rava, as a haktara if it's less than a kizayis. The kol is coming to teach me one kizayis, because the mitzvah of mincha, according to Rava, requires a haktara of two zesim, reflecting the fact that the kmitza is a minimum of two zesim, according to Rava. And now the kol is coming to teach me that yesh haktara b'kizayis, so that when he's maktir on the mizbeach, a kizayis of siar, he violates this iser, the lav of haktara siar, even though he's only being maktir one kizayis. Now we get to the third level according to Rava, and that's called a ruvo. So that means, now listen to this. We just said that kol is coming to be marbe miktas, which means, according to Rava, one kizayis. Now we get to taroves, which is derived from kikol, and it's a whole new ball game, according to Rava. According to Abaye, we already had chatzi zayis under miktsaso, under kol, and the tarovus was that chatzi zayis is lost in the tarovus. It's eno nikar. It's no longer be'en. We can call it nimoach, if you will. But according to Rava, we don't know anything about a chatzi zayis. Meaning, until we get to the key kol in the tarovus, we don't recognize a haktara and a violation of the lav in siar less than a kizayis. Because we started with kulo, which was two zesim, we went down to miktsaso, which was one kizayis, and that was derived from kol. Now we're up to taroves. So Tosis says that this new drasha of kol, this new derivation of taroves, is going to teach me that you could be chayev for aktor of chatzi zayis of siar, if you mix the chatzi zayis with another chatzi zayis of a mincha kshera. So we're beginning to see where, according to Tosis at least, this new principle that we spent so much time on yesterday, and the Gemara is going to spend a lot of time on today, of hetem itztaref leisa, where it was born, where was it generated from? According to Rava, it was generated from that one word ki, which Tosus says, according to Rav, it breaks new ground and establishes that you can be chayev for haktoras chatzi zayis of siar on the mizbeach, which is impossible, l'chora, because Rava holds ein haktora p'chusa mikizayis. He never heard and never recognized the possibility of haktora of less than a kizayis. And the answer is going to be heter mitztaref le'isur. Ubalash mienu. Now this extra key is coming to teach me. Shamincha kshera mitztarefes l'si'ar lashlimo l'kizayis. So the chatzi zayis of a mincha kshera is now integrated together with the chatzi zayis of si'ar, and we have in effect a haktara of a full kizayis of si'ar. Why? I don't see a full kizayis of si'ar. Do you? The answer is Heter mitztarif leiser. And we had a long discussion yesterday about whether or not this principle of heter mitztarif leiser operates with heter nefach leos iser. And we had a long, again, I don't want to go through it again, you know, you had a mixture of 1 and 59, and whether or not you have to be mevatel all 59, and the whole 9 yards that we discussed yesterday. Here, in Rava, the way Tosis interprets our Brisa, we begin to see this breakthrough of heter nefach leos isur. And therefore, even though Rava maintains that ein haktara pachos mikizayis, you can violate the haktara and this lav with a half a zayis of siar, because the other half a zayis of mincha kshera is now nefach. It somehow magically transforms itself into Iser, in this case into Siar. Shamincha ksher mitzarefes l'siar, lashlima l'kizayis. And that's what Tosis says according to Rava. So Rava now holds that nisarev chatzi zayis. With what? With another chatzi zayis. Ad she'eno nikar, because again, keep in mind that Tosus points out that the chiddush of Tarovis is that even though the Iser is eno nikar, so the chatzi zayis of Siar is nowhere to be identified. And in such a case, then we will say that you're chayav. And the reason for that is because heter mitztarif leos iser, we're going to integrate the mincha kshera together with the siar, and we have a full shear of kizayis. Now, in the Masifta, he quotes the Dvar Shmuel. The Dvar Shmuel was here in Yerushalayim. He's one of the Rosh Yeshivas, I think, in Eitz Chaim, if I'm not mistaken. And he wants to claim that according to Shita Satosvis, and again, this is not based on our Tosvis, Diva Maskel Ainli, but he combines this Tosvis with another Tosvis, which is the Banim Tosvis on the Yomi, and when he churns this all together, he comes out with the conclusion that if you would have two strikes against you, number one, the chatzi zayis of siar is eino nikar, and number two, it's mute, meaning there's rov heter, then you would not violate this iser according to Tosis and Rav. Meaning that you cannot accomplish two things at the same time. Number one, you have a situation where the siar is eino nikar, I can't identify it. And number two, it should be batel berov. And the conclusion we'll make a note of it, is that according to Dvar Shmuel, Tosis would claim that you would not be in violation of the lav if you had rov of a mincha ksheira mixed up with a chatzi zayis of siar in a way that the chatzi zayis of siar is eino nikar. It's totally bolul, it's totally mixed in. Okay. So now let's move on to Rabbi Yochan. Omer Rabbi Yavo, Omer Rabbi Yochan. Kol Yisur Shabbat Torah, ein heter mitztarif leisur, chutz mi surei nazir. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is going to derive from a pasuk in Nazir a yalfusa which teaches me something unique about Nazir and cannot be applied to Shari Suri Torah, and that is the principle of heter mitztarif leisur. We'll soon see that Zairi is going to go beyond the confines of Nazir. And what is this drasha in the Parsha of Nazir that places Nazir in terms of the Isur Yayin in a new category that's unique to Nazir, called Heter Mitztarf L'Isur. And the answer is Mishras, Sharei HaTorah, Amra Torah Mishras, called Mishras Anovin. So again, yesterday we discussed some of the far-reaching conclusions, according to some shitos, of this principle of Heter Mitztarif L'Isur. And just to recall, the Baal HaMor has it really radical, because the Baal HaMor is saying that there's no tam isur in the heter, and therefore he completely avoids the principle called tam kika. So we're not talking about tam kika. There is no tam isur in the heter, and nevertheless heter mitztarif l'isur. Again, the Ramban is not willing to go that radical. And again, just to reiterate what we said yesterday, that there's a third possibility that Heter Mitztarif L'Isur applies not only where you don't have a Tam Isur in the Heter, but even if the Isur is Nikar Bimkomo, it's really not a Tarovis. You eat together a half a Zayas and another half a Zayas. The first half a Zayas is Isur, the second half a Zayas is Heter. And the only thing that integrates them together is one Maisa Achila. There is no Nesinas Tam of Isur in the Heter. And not only that, the Isur is not lost in the Heter. I know exactly where the Isur is. But he only ate a half a Zayas of Isur. But he also ate a half a Zayas of Heter. And that's one Shita as to how radical and far-reaching this principle that we're going to derive from Nazir, and Rabbi Yochanan says we have to limit it to Nazir, of Heter Mitztarif L'Isur applies. So we've got the Ramban. He sees it as a very low Eb Chidush. We're talking about a case where the Isur gave Tam into the Heter. We don't know, according to Ramban, why we need this radical Chidush. After all, we have a sheet of Tam Ki'ikar. Did Rabbi Yochanan reject Tam Ki'ikar? Then we have the Shita of the Baal HaMor, where Heter Mitztarif L'Isur breaks new ground in the fact that there's no Nesinas Tam of Isur in the Heter, but there's a mixture, and we cannot find the Isur in this mixture. It's Eino Nikar. And then we have the third approach, which might in fact be Rashi, that when we do apply Heter Mitztarif L'Isur, we apply it even if it's Taroves, which is not really a taroves, meaning it's Isur Nikar, and he just eats the Isur together with the Heter. And yesterday at great length we discussed the Karen Ora, that even according to Reish Lakish, who holds that Chatzi Shir Mutar Min HaTorah, we would still apply the principle of Heter Mitztarif L'Isur, because he gets from this Achila of half a Zayas a hana that sets up the achila as a valid, recognized achila, such that he now has violated the law. That was the discussion we had yesterday, based on the Karen Ora. Now, let me read to you the pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan is invoking here, and that is in Bamidbar Vav, Parshas Noso. It says, "Mishras anovim lo yishta." What's Mishras? Mishras means literally it soaks. So what does he have here? He has a food substance, let's call it a pas, and it's Shruya B'Yayin. It is now absorbing, it's soaking up the Yayin. And he's going to eat the pas, and he's a Nazir. Now, just 1 second. Right. I mentioned before, I just want to backtrack one moment because it'll be relevant to us later, that the Ramban holds that Heta Mitztarfli Isur applies only, when the Isur gives Tam into the Heta. Now, it could very well be that this understanding of Heta Mitztarfli Isur depends upon whether Tam Kikar is Min HaTorah or only Min HaRabbanan. If I hold that Tam Kikar is only the Rabbanan, then in the case of Nazir, for example, that Rabbi Yochanan is Mechadesh based on the Pasuk Mishras, Heta Mitztarfli Isur, even if Tam Kikar is only the Rabbanan. And if you ask me who holds that Tam Kikar is the Rabbanon, that possibly might be the Braisa that we learned earlier on Daf Mem Gimel that records machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim about Tarovus Chametz. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds in Kutach HaBavli, which has the Tarovus of Chametz in it, Yochai for an Isur Lav. The Rabbanan disagree. They say there's no Isur Min HaTorah in Kutach HaBavli. They must be holding that Tam Kikar is only the Rabbanan. And if Kutach HaBavli does not have a lav, even if we assume that the Chametz gives Tam into this mixture that has some milk whey or whatever it is, it has some sort of yogurt substance, whatever, then we could say the following, that according to one school of Rishonim, Tam Ki Iker is Asur Min HaTorah, and again the Gemara later on is going to try to derive this from a drasha, but not every Tana agrees that Tam Kikar is Min HaTorah. And there are Tanoim, like we saw the Chachomim of Rabbi Eliezer, who might hold in Kutach HaBavli that Tam Kikar is only Derabbanan. So let's just put that out on the table, and we'll come back to this in Mirtz Hashem, that maybe Heta Mitztarfli Isur might be a principle, says Rabbi Yochanan, that even the Chachomim of Rabbi Eliezer and Kutach HaBavli who hold that Tam Kikar is only Drabbanan, they may agree that in Nazir we have a whole new derivation. Which might mean, by the way, that from Mishras, Rabbi Yochanan is going to derive not only a case where he soaks a piece of bread in Yayin, it might even mean that the Nazir ate grapes and bread in one mouthful. Again, this is not the Ramban. I don't misunderstand me, but I'm just pointing out that if you hold Tam Ki Ikur D'Oraisa, then it could very well be that the breakthrough exception to that rule, which Rabbi Yochanan says in Nazir, derived from Mishras, is Heta Mitztarif L'Isur, might apply even without Nesinas Tam. And even if the Isur is Nikar B'Mkomo, I mean, I'm just throwing out an idea here, that even if he would eat bread with grapes, and the grapes amount to a Chatzi Shir, we would apply Heta Mitztarif L'Isur. The question is how to derive that from Mishras. Okay, fine, I understand the question. But putting the question on the side, just in conceptual terms, it's very possible that you could have a hitstarfus of one achila of both Iser and Heter, in which the Iser is less than a shear, and the Heter is going to be mashlin the shear, and it'll be chayav, despite the fact that there's no nesinas tam. And even moreover, it's nikar b'mkomo. So again, we mentioned the school of thought that Heta Mitztarfli Isur applies even if the Isur is Nikar B'Mkomo, there's no Nesinas Tam. Then we're talking about a tziruf in a maisa achila of isur v'heter. I know exactly where the isur is, I know exactly where the heter is, but he ate it together, and we're going to be mashlim the kezayis through this principle of heter mitztaref l'isur. And that's the far-reaching conclusion derived from Mishras and Nazir, which Rabbi Yochanan wants to limit to the case of Nazir. He's not willing to say that if I eat a chatzi zayis of chelev with a chatzi zayis of basar shkuta, a basar heter, that I'm going to apply the principle of heter mitztaref l'isur. And it's only in the case of Nazir. Uzi'irei Amar, Afsiar Baltaktiru. Don't limit this principle, the Chiddush of Hetem Itztarif Le'isur, to Nazir. Let's extend it to include the Lav of Haktaras Siar. And I have no inhibitions here about saying that Haktaras Siar is going to be derived from the Pasuk Kol. Correct? The Pasuk Kol is going to teach me that even if I have a Chatzi Zayis of Siar and I add a Chatzi Zayis of Mincha Kshera, I will violate the Isur Lav of Haktara. Let's go Koi Tabayi for a moment, right, the way Rashi interprets it. Now, how do I derive such a conclusion when the principle of Hetem Itztaref L'Isur only applies to Nazir? Says the Iri, don't limit it to Nazir, but apply it to the Isur Lav Haktara Siyar. That's what we have here in Za'iri. So we have Hetem Itztaref L'Isur in the case of Siar Baltaktiru. He's got a Chatzi Zayis of Siar and a Chatzi Zayis of, let's call it, Matzah. And we can go as far as to say that there's no Nesinas Tam over here, obviously. I mean, he's just doing a Haktarah. Not only that, it's kol echad nikar b'mkomo. I know exactly where the chametz, where the isur is. I know exactly how to identify the matzah. And it's giyat malchus. Why? Because it's one maisa. In this case, not achila, but haktara. So again, if my parallel in Rabbi Yochanan's favorite reference is anovim and lechem, then I have a case where the heter and the Isur are both Nikarim B'mkoma. There's no exchange of Tam. You know, it's not like the grapes now give Tam into the pas. And yet, he eats them together, and he has a Kezayis. A Kezayis of what? Of Anovim? Yes, he has a Kezayis of Anovim. I only see a Chatzi Zayis of Anovim, and that's the principle derived from Mishras of Hetem Itztaref L'Isur. So that, I think, is the presentation here of Rashi in the Sugya, and the Shita that even if they're Mu'uravim Yachad, but there's no Nesinas Tam, is that's going to be subsumed under Hetem Itztaref L'Isur. But again, as I said, other Rishonim are not going to go that far. They're going to require some sort of serious tarovas. You know, tarovas, the most basic requirement or condition of tarovas is that ein ha'isur nikar bimkomo. And that's what tarovas means. According to Rashi, we're not really dealing with the laws of tarovas over here. We're dealing with a brand new category of being mashlim, the shear of the achilas isur, or in the case of Haktaras Isur and Ziri, by adding the heter. But there's no tarovas here. Tarovas means eina isur nikar b'mkom. Okay. Now, I want to read to you an embellishment of Rashi. Here in the note, he says, "Ladas Rashi medubar biofen shenivla hayayin bechelik meapas vachidishu shaaf hachelik apas shelo nivla bo yayin mitztarif leisu." Okay, so this we'd have to really see a little bit more of the flow of Rashi, but let's just accept this as we go along. Rashi holds that even the part of the bread that has not absorbed any of the yayin, which is similar to my case before of Anovim, even that's mitztaref to be mashlim the shir of Kezias. Aval in nivla hayayin b'chol apas nechshav sha'ochal kizayis sholei min ha'ishu mi'isru mitam tam ki'ikar. So again, there are, you know, what I call it, vibes here that we feel very intuitively comfortable with. You know, that Rashi is grappling with the problem of what is this hetem and saf li'isru, which according to Rabbi Yochanan is a brand new category that should be limited only to Nazir. According to Zairi, will extend it to Bal Yaktiru in Sa'ar. What about Tam Ki'ikar? Again, you could argue that according to Rashi, maybe the Chachomim of Rabbi Eliezer back in Taros Chometz would hold that Tam Ki'ikar is only Drabbanan. But if Rashi wants to square even with Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Tam Ki'ikar Doraisa, so my high, what's this whole great revolutionary chiddush here of Tam Ki, of Hetem and Tzarif Lisa? The answer is Eino Chinami. If the Yayin was totally absorbed in the Pas, so now I have a Kezias between the Yayin and the Pas together, I have a Kezias, and the Yayin is now penetrating into the entire balance of this Kezias, meaning that part of the Pas that's Mashlim the Shir, I don't need Heter Mitztarif Leisu, because now I have a Tam Ki'ikar situation. The Tam of the Yayin has saturated in the whole pas. So I have a Kezayis worth of Tam of Yayin. That's called Tam Ki'ikar. I don't need this new Parsha and this breakthrough category called Heter Mitztarif Leisu. Nor vas. The Chiddush here is that even that part of the pas, so, I mean, again, it's hard to imagine this in physics, but I have yayin, and I dip a large pas, relatively, right, into the yayin. The bottom half of the pas absorbs the tam of the yayin, and the top half is pure bread, you know, no taste of wine. And I need the top half, together with the bottom half, to set up a kezayis. And that's exactly what I'll do. Despite the fact that there's no tam ki'ikar in the top half, that's not balua b'yayin. Nevertheless, hetem it's tarif le'isur, and he's going to be chayav for kezayis, including and incorporating that part of the pas that was not bolei of the yayin. So that's not tam ki'ikar. However, das hatosus shemedubar shenivla hayayin b'chol pas. And then the question becomes: what do we do with tam ki'ikar? I don't need hetem it's tarif le'isur if I already have tam ki'ikar. And so far, the only answer that we have on the table is that Tosus wants to understand the sugya even according to the Chacham of Rabbi Eliezer, which in and of itself is not such a terrible issue. We want to reconcile ourselves with the Chacham of Rabbi Eliezer, who hold that Tam Ki'ikar is only Durabbanan. Now, question: is Zairi arguing with Rabbi Yochanan? Now, it's interesting. Zairi is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan wants to give examples of someone who's honest and yashar and reliable and loyal, he gives the example of Zairi. So now he quotes a Ramban. Ramban says that Zairi ain't a cholik al Rabbi Yochanan, ela mosif al dvarav. Sha'omnom l'das chachamim rak bi'isurei nazir nemar klal zeh. Achein l'das Rabbi Eliezer, Heter mitztarf le'iser gam v'aktora siyar. This is fascinating because the Ramban is sending us back to our sugya of ki and kol. Do we derive drushos and ribuyim from those words or not? The Chachom say no. And that's why the Chachom in ki kol machmetzes lo sochelu exclude tarovas chametz. They don't have tarovas chametz under the law. Rabbi Eliezer has tarovas chametz under the law. Says the Ramban that L'das Chachomim, we're only going to apply this principle of Heta Mitztarf L'Iser in Nazir and only in Nazir. So that Zairi is not arguing against Rabbi Yochanan. He agrees that the universal principle in Kol Tarkul except in Nazir is going to be Ein Heta Mitztarf L'Iser. And I'll prove it to you because of Tarovas Chametz. There's no lav according to Chacham Rabbi Eliezer in Tarovas Chametz. So even though in the Kutach HaBavli, which has a mixture of Chametz and non-Chametz, you have a Kizayis in Kutach HaBavli after you mixed in the half a Zayis of Chametz, nevertheless there's no violation of a lav over here because Ein Achila Pachos mi kizayis, and you didn't eat a full kizayis worth of chametz. Nazir is the exception. And it'll be chay for half a kizayis if he has an additional integration of a half a kizayis of pas. Zairi is only adding, what would Rabbi Eliezer say about hetem and starf l'isur? And that's what the Ramban says, that Lidas Rabbi Eliezer Heta Mitztarf L'Iser Gam Baktoras Sior. Why? Because Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Darshan's Ki Kol, and the Ki of Kol is coming to add Taroves. And as we said earlier, Taroves means he's got a Chatzi Zayis of Sior that he's being mocked on his back, together with a Chatzi Zayis of Mincha Kshera. He's Michayev for violating a lav as if he was mocked here a full Kizayis' worth of Siyar. And that's derived from the Pasuk Ki called Siyar, but only going to Rabbi Eliezer. So Zairi says, "What you know, Rabbi Yochanan, my Rebbe, my revered Rebbe, you mentioned Nazir and only Nazir because you were addressing the Shitas Chachamim that don't have the drush of Ki Kol. I just want to point out, which is, you know, I'm sure Rabbi Yochanan was aware of this, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we can apply the principle of Heta Mitztarf L'Iser not only to Mishras in Nazir, but also to Ki Kol in the violation of Haktaras Siyar, such that if you were Makdir a half a Zayis of Siyar together with a half a Zayis of a Mincha Kshera, you would violate this law of Baal Taktir. Now it's interesting that Rashi mentions here that he was maktir a chatzi zayis of chametz of siyar together with a chatzi zayis of matzah, and here we have the achronim come. This is the Brisker Rav and others. Come to a radical chiddush based on this Rashi. Why does Rashi, what compels Rashi to say that the balance of the kizayis of the Haktorah for the lav of Siyar was matzah? Rak dova roi l'Haktorah mitztarif. This is a very interesting brisker rov. I mean, theoretically, he could have added another chatzizayis of who knows what on the mizbeach, adding it to the sa'ar. I mean, it can give you 1,000 possibilities. Rashi chooses matzah. Why? What compelled Rashi to do so? And you'll see that the brisker rov was medayik that Rashi mentions matzah here for a very definite reason. We're dealing with a Haktarah of a Mincha. And the Torah says that Mincha cannot be made of Chametz, of Siyar. Therefore, it has to be made of Matzah. The Torah says that you can have a mincha with Haktaras mincha and violate the law of Haktaras mincha shel siyar, even if you're mashlim the shear of this Haktara with that which is not siyar and would not violate a constitute a violation of the Is Haktara siyar. Says the Brisker Rav in Rashi, that's because Heta Mitzarf Le'isa means that it sets up a Maisak Torah. Again, this is really so reminiscent of the Keren Orah that we discussed yesterday. We're setting up and recognizing a Maisak Torah. Says Rashi, to set up a Maisak Torah in Mincha requires Matzah. And if you're not being mitzarif matzah to chametz, then you cannot generate a haktara. You and I would have said, well, basar. Basar also is, you can put, you have evarim and ptarim and whatever you, you know, of the whatever imurim, you know, the fats and so on that you burn on the mizbeach. Or in the case of an ola, the whole ganza basar, right? But that's not haktaras mincha. The Torah is saying in the parasha of Mincha, Lo saktiru kol siyar. Ah, now you want to get a Mincha? You want to generate Aktoras lav of a Mincha, which is siyar? You only have a half a zayis? I'm going to upgrade that Haktorah to a full shear of kezayis by integrating into this haktara that which would normally be a mincha kshera. For example, if we go back to the paradigm case of nazir, so we have heta mitztarif le'isur. It's got to be royal achila. You can't take a half a zayis of yayin of anovim and put something in your mouth to be mashlim the shear, that's not even roi l'achila, that's not edible. Why? Because we want to set up a ma'is achila. And the chiddush of heter mitzarif le'isur is that you can set up a ma'is achila by being mashlim the shear, but that tziruf has to set up a ma'is achila. So if you're not eating something that's roi l'achila, that cannot generate a ma'is achila, which the Torah recognizes. So hetem and staff lease is not going to help you. So you want to dip your bread into wine, that's royal achila, but royal achila, and we can call this an achila, even though he only has a half his ice of yayin. And in a parallel sense, Rashi says in Aktorah, we're talking about a lav in mincha, and mincha means that which is royal akrovis mincha. It's got to be matzah. That's what we have over here. Now the Gemara says the following. Kiman, according to Ze'iri, you're interpreting this case of Hetem et Tzarif Lisa in the case of Haktoras Si'or is Kirabi Eliezer. You're interpreting this Brisa according to Rabbi Eliezer the Dorish Kol. And the pasuk called siyar v'chold vashal sakti rimenu, we said in the brisa, is yechayv even on miktsaso, which means a chatzi zayis of siyar together with a chatzi zayis of matzah. Ihochi, if that be the case, li inyan chametz bepesach nami, why not extend the principle of hetem etzarif le'isur to chametz? After all, according to Yuzairi, we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer, who has the drasha of ki kol, and in the parsha of Haktorah you add to be mitzarif the chatzi zayis of matzah. Why not apply the same rule to the ki kol machmetes, which according to Rabbi Lez is referring to tarovas chametz? And we're going to come to the conclusion that enochinami, if you add let's say you add matzah to chametz in order to constitute, comprise a kizayis, you're going to be chayv malchus for that. And the Gemara says, Einochinami. But the question is whether or not this is going to work out according to Abaye, and that Billy Nether will pick up tomorrow. So let's just make a note. We're on the top now of Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're up to the end of the first line and the beginning of the second line. Lafuke mit Abaye. Okay then? I think we're beginning. I mean, I'm telling you, we're at the very beginning of a gigantic sugya. All right, have a great day, everyone.